Another day, another Satoshi in post-apocalyptic America. Another day, another stack of sats. Stack of Satoshis. Of course, Satoshi, for those who know, is the smallest unit of Bitcoin, kind of similar to a penny in the U.S. dollar system, or in the whatever it is, the Federal Reserve system, as a penny is the smallest amount. So welcome back, guys. We're going to take a break from the show for a while because I want to focus my time on the website. We're seeing an increase in traffic on the website. And I think it's in part because people are burnt out from the pandemic and stuff. And they don't want to sit through long videos. They don't want to even sit through short videos, judging by my recent TikToks. And, you know, people say, oh, they're really out to get you. They're reporting your videos and all this. And I get that that's true to an extent. You guys who email me that stuff, I get that you're trying to help by making me aware of it, and I'm already aware of it. You know, obviously I am being victimized to an extent because I put out a video after I'm done meditating and eating breakfast, and I'm in my own place doing the video, right, in my condo, so I'm not like stuck in traffic or stressed out or in a rush. And I just come out with what I think based on our careful research as a research firm, Fulcrum News, accessible on the internet at fulcrum.news and fulcrumnews.com. And I just put out what our research indicates. And so it's this very polite video, very polite, not, you know, not aggressive, not angry, not trying to convince you of anything, just sharing our research about how Trump is one of these people collapsing the West and in blind defense of the Rothschild/World Bank made up fiat currency system. And he's wildly anti-crypto, and he had 4 years to legalize cannabis and didn't do so, had no interest in advancing cannabis policy. And he's just not really what the truth community says he is. That's my point. People are like, why are you so anti-Trump? No, I'm not anti-Trump. I don't like that truthers push this guy when he's a former president and a Rothschild bag man. And maybe his tweets were more entertaining than previous, you know, presidential press releases and stuff. But it's still, at the end of the day, a guy who's protecting central banks and dicking everybody else. And he's not a good dude. He is not a good dude. I lived through it firsthand, being silenced for 4 years and told by these weird boomers around him, these weird boomers who prop him up on social media, don't you worry, David. He knows all about Pizzagate. He knows all about what a bad, bad man John Podesta is. And you're going to get your moment of vindication. And it's not the fact that I never got vindicated that bothers me. It's that Trump's a fucking fraud. That he told all the truthers, as did his proxies and surrogates, we're going to bring down the deep state. And he never did, because he is the central banking deep state. Literal WEF/World Bank shill. Okay, that's what he is a shill. And for you truthers to be sucking him off every day is so pathetic. So pathetic to witness. First of all, truthers are not supposed to be partisans, right? Like, if you're only promoting GOP people, you're not a truther. Truthers have no allegiance to political party. We just want to get at the truth, right? So what happened on 9/11, it's not about making Democrats look bad or making Republicans look bad because Bush was president then. It's just about figuring out what happened on that day, right? Because that was the big truth topic of 20 years ago. And to an extent, that culture is still the truth community today. It's just people trying to piece together what really happened. Not what the lazy people who wear makeup and get paid $20 million a year to read a fucking teleprompter on cable TV. Not what they tell you happened. And not what the glorified bloggers at the Washington Post, which is literally owned by the richest person in the world, aside from Elon Musk, I guess. What glorified bloggers owned by the wealthiest person in the West, if not the whole world, Jeff Bezos. And it's just their opinion, just their unvetted opinion and, you know, superficial research that consists of doing a couple of Google searches and stumbling across one of their colleagues' articles and you know, another publication. It's all self-referential bullshit. And so I thought that by just continuing to put out our research and offering that constant flow of value, of giving away pretty much everything we come out with for free, right? We have a newsletter, and even the newsletter is free. Even the newsletter is free, folks. And then we have a subscription where it's a newsletter and you get access to my personal email and all these other goodies, and that costs money. But even the majority of the stuff we send out by email is free. And I just had no idea that everybody wants to just basically shove their head in the sand and go with Trump when he's a shill, when he's just this weird Rothschild end times bullshit that we could all reject and then have pretty good lives. We don't have to go in this direction. We don't have to pick a guy who's a fucking Rothschild anti-crypto shill. We can actually let crypto come in, and we can let Elon Musk's space ambitions come in, and we can evolve. We can evolve. Trump is boring. Aside from being one of them, he's boring. But I didn't realize that your videos, so my video explaining this stuff gets reported as severely abusive for calling this Rothschild bagman a Rothschild bagman. This has been reported for severe abuse. Severe abuse. So like, I'm not really allowed to speak anywhere, and it's Trump people who are silencing me. So you know what? Fuck Trump. Seven flights on Epstein's planes, completely unacceptable. He is one of them. There's zero possible excuse for flying on convicted child trafficking, satanic pedo Epstein's jets seven fucking times, not to mention being his neighbor. Truthers got played. Trump is one of them. And we sure as fuck will let him be pushed in our direction a second time around without voicing our opposition. Here's my opposition. Trump is one of them. Fuck you, Trump. And if you're some shill like Jack Posobiec who promotes him 24/7, hey, you're promoting a losing thing. The world's moving to cannabis. The world's moving to cryptocurrency. The world's moving to commercial space. And Trump is a boomer who doesn't really get any of that shit. He doesn't get any of it because his life's goal is to tune into Fox and have those bimbos on the five say he's doing a great job. He's somebody who looks purely to external validation, right? How much fiat does he have? And is he being talked about well in the conservative media? It's all he thinks about. He hasn't evolved at all as a person over the last couple of years. You would think the pandemic would form the views of somebody who is a leader during the first part of it, right? You think there'd be some humility or at least some, you know, second thoughts about things. Nope. Just talking about when I tweeted against Hillary, when I posted this great tweet in 2016, he hasn't evolved. He has not evolved. Yet the country has. And these people who email me, who would we find if not for Trump? Who would we find? Fucking anybody. I'd rather have The Rock as president or Joe Rogan. Who gives a shit? Literally anybody other than the guy we had who pushed an mRNA vaccine on the populace, tried to link Bitcoin to criminals, and is, again, 100% one of them. Thank you. Yeah, in closing, you guys don't have to send me emails saying that I'm being victimized on TikTok in terms of the censorship. Obviously, when I put out a video that's so well thought out, it should get more than 10 views before being locked, right? I mean, my whole life in journalism, you'd think more than 15 people would watch a video I put out on a Sunday. So what's been done to me, I don't care anymore. It should be a reverse endorsement for smart people. Read the books that we put out over the last couple of years. Link will be in description. And if you want, watch those videos on TikTok. But it's just so weird. You boomers who support Trump and have to report my videos for saying that Trump flew seven times on Epstein's planes. But he did fly seven times. He's fucking one of them. And this censorship is coming from people who complain about censorship. So fuck y'all. You boomers who just drive your tongue up Trump's ass. I pray that Trump falls down a flight of stairs. I pray that orange fuck falls down a flight of stairs and breaks every goddamn bone in his body. I didn't know what a fraud he was, or I would have never moved to D.C. at the time to report on his administration. I thought he was really trying to modernize the country and reform it. He did nothing. He's just the boomer bloviator. He's Hillary Clinton's friend. He's the reason for mRNA vaccines being put in the bodies of our military and law enforcement. And so people who say, who can we trust in 2024? Anybody other than that fuck. Anybody other than that fuck, folks. And in terms of the censorship, if you want to find my stuff, you can find it. You can buy the books.
sending me these emails is basically more psychological harassment. It's all boomers got is harassment. Guess what, boomers? It's going to be fucking hyperinflation and not financial advice. If you don't own any crypto, you're going to be sucking dick. You're going to be sucking dick to keep the heat on. And most likely a civil war. You don't force a vaccine that's poison on the young. You don't do this. Most likely a civil war.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.